18th parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Days. Some more halachas of Muktzah. Chavila cash, chavila eitzim, chavila zrodim. Bundles of straw, wood, or fresh branches. Niskin of the machal behema, these are soft things that can be eaten, and if you prepare them to be eaten by animals, and talzim eitzim, they're not muktzah. These are things that can be either used for animal food, or they can be used for burning, which is muktzah. So, if you decide to use them and prepare them before Shabbos, you plan to use them for animal food, they consider animal food the namukta. In Rav, it's not imatavim leisim. In other words, in we say that it's going to be used to be burnt, and that it will be mukta. So, we have the chiddush over the things that have a use of heter and a use of iser. The fact that he's meyachid, that he sets aside for use of heter, renders it a govern amuta, and it's not mukta. There's different halachas of when this works. One has something about this, you should ask a shayla. Kaishan is a south name of a person who is yelled to yell to let me turn over a basket in front of little birds, so they should jump up on them and go into the chicken coop or dove coop and go down. As a little kid, it's because you now have put a kli to put muks into a kli, or put a kli in a position that muks will fall into it, because it's considered the vatel kli mehechono. You're causing the kli to become not usable. So how are you allowed over here to put this basket in a fashion that these muktzah birds are going to stand on it? You know, vatel kli mehechono. So some Rishonim hold it's only temporary vatel kli mehechono, it's good enough. But others hold that even that's awesome. So the answer over here is because the second he walks up to these birds and shoots them away, they're going to jump away. So there's really no period of time that the muktzah is fixed on the heter. It's just very temporarily being there, and without even touching it, you could get the muktzah off. Therefore, it's not considered vatel kli mehechono. Tanagodah shebochum, a chicken that ran away. Doichin oisa achetikonis. You push it into the house until it comes in. There's a little chiddush over here, because even though pushing muktzah should also be also, but here, if Malkum Hefted and Tzab al-Lachayim, they were more lenient. But you're not allowed to pick it up, you're just allowed to push it. And you aren't allowed to push it, you're not allowed to even hold it by its neck. We will see some other animals you can't hold by its neck, because the nature of this chicken is that if you hold it by its neck, it jumps up and you end up holding the whole thing. Adavim ha-gogam yitziyachim b'shus ha-ravim. But further, Madadin is holding the animal by its neck and directing it. Here, once again, even though he's moving part of the animal, which we know that it's also to move muktzah, even to move part of the muktzah, but here, since it's only a slight movement of the muktzah with his hands, he's just holding its neck and directing it, and the animal is walking by itself, they permitted this level of muktzah. Mamoka machshash of tzav alachayim, if the animal can get lost. So these agolim, these calves, these yochim, young donkeys, you're allowed to direct them by holding them by the neck, and it's just a rabbin. Isha medadas v'na, a woman can also direct her child, hold his arm, and also direct him in a certain place. In the rabbin, lam rabbi, must be mentioned, noisul achas v'niach achas, when he can pick up one foot and put on the other foot. So basically, he's walking, and the mother just directing him and pushing. Greater is just dragging his feet, and then the mother's really dragging him, which is considered carrying him. That is often to do, and it's just a rabbin, even in a caramelist, so it's considered carrying.